From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. You're listening to Morning Edition. Good morning. It is Tuesday, January 20th at 8:55, and we have Chip Nellinger on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Chip.
Hey, good morning, Kimberly. Seeing a little bit of red on the screens here. Obviously, the market's still kind of reeling from the results of the January crop report, particularly in the corn side with the big increase in harvested acres and bump higher in yield. We did have a little bit of a nice recovery last week off of recent lows. But some news here over the weekend about some potential new tariffs against European Union countries in regards to some of the uncertainty about Greenland has put a little bit of a negative tone, at least here initially in the grain markets, and stopped this little rally that we have seen right now. March corn down 2 cents at 4.22¾ in the May, down 1¼ at 4.30¾. July corn down 0.75 at 4.37¼. December new crop corn right now is trading down 0.25%, 4.49¼. Not much in the way of other news here, unfortunately, other than this weekend tariff stuff. Didn't see much in the way of fresh export news here. So kind of a quiet start. And the beans, you know, kind of following through with some lower trade here as well. March beans down 1.5. 10.56¼. The May beans down a penny at 10.67¾. July beans down 1¼, 10.80¾. August beans down 2¼, 10.75½. And when you look out into the November new crop, we're down 0.75 at 10.68¼. A little bit higher on the soy products. March front month soy meal right now up 30 cents a ton at 290.30. March soy oil up 25 points at 52.86. When you're looking out at the wheat, it is a little bit lower here as well. It just seems to be slopping in a range here. I guess the good news in the wheat market is we have held recent lows and kind of have a double bottom technically brewing on the charts, but we can't seem to do much to the upside. March Chicago down 6¼ at 5.11¾. The May Chicago down 5.5 at 5.23¼. March Kansas City down 4 cents, 4.23¾. The May down 3¾ at 5.34½. March Minneapolis spring wheat down 2.5 cents, 5.62½. See a little bit of a bounce in the livestock markets here across the board. Fairly steep losses on Friday in the cattle complex. Some rumors, unfounded at this point, that I've seen on Friday that we found screwworm in the United States. Again, that was a rumor on Friday, but it sure affected the market to some steep, steep losses. Little bit of a bounce here. We've got February live cattle up 55, 232.70. The April's up 67. 234.60. June live cattle up 65 at 230.22, and the August up 35, 227.60. In the feeders, they have definitely been leading us higher and lower. Obviously, screwworm, the Mexican border being closed, still affecting the feeder cattle market, but they certainly are the leaders here in the recent memory of the cattle. Right now, the March feeder is up 47 at 356.92. And as you look out in some of the deferreds in the feeders, still a little bit higher. On the hog side of the equation, also seeing a little bit of strength here. February lean hogs up 37 at 88.65. When you look at the April's, up 57 at 95.77. The May's up 47 at 99.20. Crude oil market a little bit higher here as well, up 92 cents a barrel at 60.25 in the March. Metals market's very strong. Silver market making new all-time highs, up nearly $6. An ounce, with gold up $149 an ounce at $47.43, Kimberly.
Thanks so much, Chip. Have a great rest of your day and stay warm. IPM meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be partly cloudy with a high of 27 degrees. Tonight, cloudy with a low of 23 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 37 degrees. And on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 28 degrees. Coming up next, 1A on AM 580 and Classic Mornings on FM 90.9. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Thanks for listening.